Today on PMK, we're going to show you slimy and slithery things like you've never seen them before.
I sure am.
I catch an amazing frog.
I found one.
It's frozen solid. Now watch it come back to life.
I go worm picking with the best. See how to collect millions of them.
Ooh, slimy.
Vanessa, it's wrapped up in one of the least known creatures of the deep.
Oh, stop me.
Don't pull.
Okay, I won't pull.
And Charlie makes slime to suit everyone's taste.
Here we go.
It's Popular Mechanic.
Tyler.
I can't open my mouth wide because I'm afraid the worms will get in there. Thanks.
It's Popular Mechanic for kids. Slimy and slithery.
I'm Alicia.
Hey, I'm Tyler.
We work hard to bring you the incredible stories you're about to see. So, I thought we'd take a well-deserved break. I brought the table settings. And Tyler brought the food. Tyler, the food, come on.
Oh, yeah. The food.
Yummy.
Ew!
I thought you said we were going fishing.
I said picnicking, as in a picnic.
Well, it's an easy mistake. We'll just make do with what we've got. A sandwich? I know it's nothing fancy.
It's disgusting.
Come on. Just put some ketchup on it and it tastes like big juicy pieces of chicken on a bun.
That's it. I had it.
Sushi. This is better idea.
Today, we're going to be conducting a frog-free experiment. But first, we need the right kind of frog, a wood frog.
Ew, it's slimy.
Oh, look at that. That's wonderful, Alicia.
Yep, I got one.
But I don't think that's what we were looking for today. That's a toad. Toads have these warts on their backs.
This is no frog, this is a salamander.
It's a spotted salamander. Well, let's keep looking for a wood frog.
Okay.
You found one, a wood frog, Rana sylvatica.
It's kind of small.
Oh, they're small, but it's one special frog. You know, in the winter, toads and salamanders, like we caught before, hide deep underground. But these ones just stay underneath the leaf litter on the surface.
And freezes?
Yep.
Solid.
Like a rock. Here, put it in the bag, and we'll take it back to the lab.
Hey, our froggy's trying to escape. Got him. Now we put him in the deep freezer for 20 minutes.
Now, don't try this at home, otherwise you could end up with a dead frog on your hands. This only works certain times of the year.
As time passes in the freezer, our froggy moves slower and slower until he stops.
Let's take him out.
Well, he's frozen. And hard, too.
Is he breathing?
No, and his eyes are closed. How come he doesn't freeze to death?
Well, just as he starts to freeze, he fills his blood full of glucose.
That's kind of like a sugar. So sugars don't freeze?
Glucose, it acts like an antifreeze. Keeps the cells the same size.
When liquids freeze, they expand. The same thing would happen to normal kind of frogs, or even people, if they froze solid. Their blood would expand and they would die. But the wood frog is able to stop itself from expanding by filling its blood with glucose.
So the frog
kind of stops.
That's right, until it warms up again.
With no damage.
That's right. Oh, look, Alicia, he's starting to breathe again.
Yeah, I can see him moving a bit. That is so cool.
Robert and other scientists are trying to understand how the wood frog survives freezing, so they can learn how to freeze human organs without damage. If we could freeze human organs, more of them could be available for transplant operations, and that would save lives.
He could be hungry. Give him this. Just put it down in front so he can see.
I guess it's hard to have an appetite right after coming out of a deep freeze.
Let's try this toad.
No need to let a tasty mealworm go to waste. Oh. Oh.
Well, we better take him back where we found him and release him.
Yeah, he's had a tough day.
Bye, frog.
Well, thank you, David. That was very cool.
Not just cool, frozen.
I go on a worm-picking expedition with the world's best. He's got millions of them.
There are more than 3 million worms in this warehouse right now.
That's coming up later on PMK.
How many zookeepers does it take to give the world's biggest snake a checkup? Answer, as many as you got. The reticulated python is the largest kind of snake in the world. And Samantha here, who lives at the Bronx Zoo, is the largest snake in captivity. To keep her healthy, she gets fed a 30-pound pig every month. But today, it's checkup time. Open wide. It's important to measure her, to find out if she's growing or not. But hold on tight. Reticulated pythons have been known to eat humans.
How would you like to go surfing with a snail? That's how they get around, by surfing on a bed of slime that they lay down as they move along. As the snail moves forward, it excretes a trail of mucus, also known to some as snot. The part of the snail that sticks out of the shell is called the foot. The snail uses little muscles in its foot to make waves that move it forward on its slimy path, like a surfer.
Yee-haw, look at me go!
Please, let me in, Alicia. I promise, I'll just relax and I won't bug you.
All right. Good thing I always keep a can of Charlie slime on hand.
You're so cute. You look a little nose.
Slime is everywhere. You can't escape it. That's why I'm gonna make my own slime. That way I decide who gets slimed. Tree slime. Classic recipe number one. Just add water to cornstarch. That's it. And then add a little food coloring for effect. Woo-hoo! There we go. Just like putting my hands in a little bowl of sunshine. If it's not thick enough, add a little more cornstarch. If it's too thick, add a little more water. It's slime, all right, because it oozes. Authentic slime behaves differently than regular liquid. When you move it around, it thickens. When you stop, it thins out. It's what's known as a non-Newtonian fluid. If you smack a regular liquid, like water, bad water. You see, it just splashes all over the place. But when you smack slime, bad slime.
it just kind of freezes.
In fact, slime is a lot like quicksand. Look, when I run my fingers quickly through the slime, it resists. It feels thick. But if I go slowly, it acts more like a liquid. Just like quicksand, slime is a non-Newtonian fluid. That means if you fall into a quicksand pit, you won't get sucked under if you move very slowly to get out of it. But if you panic and start thrashing around, the quicksand will resist your movements and swallow you up. Now it's time for the... bug slime. Whew. Okay, classic recipe number two. We start with white glue and borax. First, mix the borax with water until it won't dissolve anymore. Now, borax you can find at your local grocery store in the detergent section. It is a type of cleaner. Please do not eat this stuff. Add the food coloring of your choice to a half water, half white glue mixture. Mix one part of the borax solution into four parts of the white glue solution. You definitely don't want to eat this stuff. Here we go. Another gross and slimy non-Newtonian fluid. Pull on it suddenly and it snaps. But go slowly and it stretches. When you mix certain ingredients together, the tiny particles they are made of, which you can't see, they're called molecules, they get all tangled up together. And instead of a substance that flows, you get one that oozes. Slime. Well, that's all there is for today, folks. We'll see you next week on another Charlie's Experiment. Oh, you see, that's what was missing. You know, first we had baby slime, and then we had tree slime, and then we had bug slime. Of course, now we have dog slime. I really can't see it getting much worse than this. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the TV slime.
If my belly is full of acid, why doesn't it burn me? Your stomach's a big pink muscular bag that helps you digest food. In it are 2 or 3 pints of hydrochloric acid. The acid is strong enough to burn through metal, so why doesn't it burn your stomach? Because of the wonders of snot.
Ew, snot.
No, Nyx, snot is good for you. You see, normally, if you were covered in acid, it would burn you. But if you were covered in snot, the snot, which is also called mucus, would protect you from the acid.
Cool.
Your stomach is coated with a thick layer of mucus too, which protects you from your stomach acid. Snot is great for all sorts of things. It protects us from inhaling dust and germs, keeps slugs and snails moving, makes lizards' tongues sticky, and protects the scales and skin of all sorts of fish and marine animals. And for this, let's give thanks to our unsung hero, Snot.
I'm at the Seattle Aquarium to check out one of the world's least known creatures. They can live as deep as 3,000 meters or 10,000 feet in the ocean. That's so deep, you probably wouldn't see one unless you came to a place like this. She's a giant Pacific octopus, the largest species of octopuses in the world.
Hi, Vanessa.
This is Roland. He's a marine biologist and Nia's two-armed friend.
Our job today is to get Nia out of the tank into a barrel so we can weigh her. This is one of the ways that we can tell if she's healthy, if she's putting on weight. Your job, Vanessa, is to lure her out.
I'm making a taste trail by smearing these pieces of herring along the edge of the tank and then smearing them down the sides. Because octopuses taste with their suckers, Nia's gonna crawl out of the tank looking for the food. The suckers actually taste what they're walking on. The suckers of an octopus are like strong, muscular suction cups, powerful enough to break open a crab for supper. The octopus drills a little hole in the crab with its tongue and injects a poisonous venom to paralyze and kill the crab. It only takes a few minutes. Nia's not taking the bait, so Roland uses a stick with herring scent on it to help lure her out. We're also smearing herring on her hands to try and get her out. Oh! Ooh! Slimy! Oh, sucking on my hand.
Don't pull.
Okay, I won't pull. I'm not pulling. He's just kind of crawling on me. Yeah. Okay.
My fingers are like stuck.
Animal behavior can't be predicted. Roland is netting Mia because she didn't want to come out on her own.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it. So what's next?
Pour the water out so that we weigh just the octopus.
Mia can only stay out of the water for 5 minutes. 10 minutes max. Any more and she could die.
That's because she has gills like a fish.
25 pounds.
The average octopus is twice as big as Mia. An octopus is about as slithery as a sea creature gets. Watch this octopus go through this tiny hole.
By dropping this crab, we're going to lure the octopus through the hole.
Octopuses are invertebrates. That means they don't have any bones at all in their body. And they can squeeze through very tiny holes, as small as their eyeball.
He got him! There you go!
There we go.
When frightened, an octopus changes colors. Each color is for a different mood. Red is anger, like Mia is right now. White is fear. And beige and brown is its natural color to match its environment.
Part of keeping an octopus happy is keeping it in a clean tank. And speaking of clean, how'd you like to scoop some strings of octopoop?
Great.
Mia won't live at the aquarium forever. As soon as she's large enough to mate, they'll release her by the nearby pier, like this octopus.
These squirmy and slimy jellyfish aren't really fish at all. They have no heart, no eyes, no skeleton, and no brain. Just a body, stinging tentacles that protect them and help them catch food, and a few small arms, which are really mouths that they use to eat with. They move around by sending a jet of water out their bodies.
Go PMK on the web. Pick up some tips on how to slither up to a gator. I did it in real life, and you can do it with Shockwave in your browser. But don't get too close to the screen. It's only at pmforkids.com. It's almost midnight, and most people are sleeping. But around me, thousands of little guys are just waking up. Got one. Earthworms live in deep, dark tunnels under the ground. They don't like the sun or heat, so they come out at night. Worms love being wet.
Their lives depend on it. Worms are skin breathers. They have no lungs. They take in oxygen through their skin. If a worm's skin dries out, it can't breathe and it dies.
That's why worms are slimy. It helps them breathe. But it also makes it hard to pick them up. That's why people use sawdust.
Hey, Paul, I've got at least 10 worms.
That's good, Tyler. Put them in this box.
Whoa!
These are Canadian night crawlers. These are the best worms for fishing.
Paul collects worms for a living. He sells them as live bait. 9 out of 10 worms sold in the world come from this area west of Toronto, Ontario. It's a tiny region, but hey, that's where all the worms are. Every year, Paul ships out about 1 billion of these slithery creatures all over the world.
1 billion?
Yeah, and they're all picked by hand, just like you did with your 10. Come on, let's go to the warehouse.
Well, it's now 1 billion and 10.
There are more than 3 million worms in this warehouse right now.
Worms can be kept for a very long time before being sold. Some worms have even lived for over 10 years, but they need a good home.
That's why they transfer the worms into styrofoam boxes filled with soil and peat moss. Peat moss is dead vegetation that has started to decompose.
Yummy stuff for a worm.
We have to make sure that the soil is relatively wet. Look at the water come. And we could keep about 500 worms in one of these styrofoam boxes.
Then we put the boxes onto a skid and roll it into a giant cooler. The lights in the cooler stay on to make the worms think it's daytime. It keeps them from crawling away. When it's time to ship out the worms, you have to take out the old soil and add new soil.
That's right, and we sell the soil as fertilizer, because every day, worms produce about 60% of their body weight in urine, and their castings are worm-proof. Well, that's excellent stuff for gardens.
Earthworms usually vary in color, from dull pink to brown, but Paul sometimes creates his own colors. By changing a worm's diet, you can change the way they look, like these green ones. I can't tell you how they got like that. It's a trade secret.
Paul says they appeal to people who like to fish with those colorful fake worms.
Oh no. Did you say I'm supposed to keep the lights on in the giant refrigerator?
Yeah, why?
Because I turned them off.
Well, that's all the time we have. Hope you found the show relaxing to watch.
I'm pooped. This is relaxing.
See you next time.
Now I'm ready to play.
Oh, I'll have your legs back.